This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is Kostas Karatas, the director and co-founder of Akesis Biomed, which is a company that is in pre-IPO stage, planning to list on the AIM market this summer. So, welcome, Kostas. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for the invitation. I'm very excited to talk about our biotech company and its product candidates.
Yes, it's good to have you on. It's not always we talk to pharmaceutical companies, so it's a slightly different sector for us here at Stockbox, but nonetheless, very interested to hear what you're all about, particularly at this stage of pre-IPO. So I wonder if you can perhaps start by just giving us a high-level overview about Akesis and really what you are all about. What are you up to?
Excellent, excellent. One thing I would like the audience to remember, if nothing else, that we are in the business of transforming the treatment of hypogonadism, which is what refers as low testosterone, and related comorbidities, diseases, for example, that low testosterone is prevalent, like diabetes, obesity, etc. But the novelty here of our company is that we are instructing the body to make its own testosterone. So there's no need of exogenous huge amounts of testosterone being injected or given by a patch. So Akesis Biomed is a London, UK-based company. We initiated the startup in Colorado, so that remains as a subsidiary in the US. And again, as I mentioned, our focus is the development of a drug to treat low testosterone. And we're at the preclinical stage, and the goal of the company is to go into first-in-man studies in 16 to 24 months. The hypogonadism market or low testosterone market is well established with many pharma companies being players in it and is about $3 to $4 billion market today. Again, because it's an undeserved indication, under-reserved indication, we believe that Akesis has an opportunity to capture anywhere between 10 to 40% of that global male population market. And we believe that our novel peptide, novel drug, will be a safer alternative to what exists out there today.
Okay. So hypogonadism, new word for me there, probably a new word for a lot of people. I wonder if you can explain a little bit about that problem, the men's health problem. What is the problem that you're trying to find a solution for?
Yeah, it's a fancy word. Again, is the Greek origin. Hypo means that it's less, basically functioning of the testes making testosterone, being the result of this hypo part in the in the testes of men. But it's very well established for many, many years that there is a progressive decline in testosterone levels, which begins at about age of 40.
Okay.
And this is mainly due in part to the reduction of the testes to produce steroids. And that's what we call testosterone deficiency. But why this is important? Because the low testosterone has many results like obesity, depression, major mood changes, decreased energy, reduced sexual function, aging-associated diseases, osteoporosis, and cardiovascular diseases. And one of the main ones is infertility.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So lots of things there that perhaps people, men of that age, can relate to.
And none of us admit it, by the way.
Yeah, that's possibly true as well. So the solution then that Akesis are working on, you mentioned there the market size of about 3 to 4 billion, and you were hoping to get, what, between 10 and 14% of that market? So what is the market like? What else is out there, and what are you trying to do that's unique in your positioning?
Yeah, other than the medical problem I described, there is a current problem challenge in terms of the offerings. Most of the products out there are dependent on a 70-year-old testosterone drug. It's the same testosterone discovered 70 years ago. It's just modified one way or another. It's put on a patch or in a pellet or an injectable. And all of them now carry the, because of the steroid effect, an FDA black box warning. which means there are side effects. Mm-hmm. And there are side effects in terms of infertility, in terms of cardiovascular, in terms of prostate cancer. So we believe, based on the novel mechanism that Dr. Papadopoulos, who is the scientific founder of the company, will offer a non-steroidal solution. Mm-hmm. We are restoring the machinery in the testes to make its own testosterone. And that's the uniqueness here. The novelty is that we instruct basically the body to produce its own testosterone, almost in a personalized kind of way. You take the pill in the morning, and then your testes will be instructing to make back testosterone. It's orally bioavailable, at least the current formulation. And we don't expect any side effects as opposed to the existing all steroidal drugs. And also, as we all know, there is a possibility with the current products to have abuse. And for our product, the product candidate, we don't expect to be abused.
Okay. So how advanced then is the project? And then looking at the roadmap to listing and the use of funds, what's the plan?
So we are currently at the preclinical stage, as I mentioned. And the plan is to, we are in the midst of a pre-IPO round that will be raising about 1.1 to 1.2 million pounds. And with the goal to go to the AIM listing of the LSE by this summer, late August. And there we'll be raising a minimum of 3 million pounds.
Okay.
Just to mention also that the research of Dr. Papadopoulos, he's been a key opinion leader in the field for the last 30 years. So this is the culmination here of 30 years of research. He has received about 8.5 million pounds from grants, very prestigious organizations in Canada and the US. And the technology was developed at McGill University while he was still a professor there and the director of a major institution. And now he's the Dean of Pharmacy at the USC in California. So that's the plan currently. We're also submitting so we can be EIS compatible for investors in the UK. And the plan is that in the next 9 months, we're going to be doing the finalizing all the animal studies required before we go to any regulatory agency. Probably your audience may not be familiar, but for any new drug to be approved, you do first animal testing. You produce the drug under good manufacturing processes. You submit your file to the regulatory agencies. And then if everything goes well, you get approval to do first in man trials. So that's our major goal now for the next 16 to 24 months, to do a successful first in man clinical trial. And then we'll execute on the future strategic planning.
Okay. That's good to get a long kind of lead time there, idea of what is to come. As you say, 16 to 24 months. It's good to know the kind of key milestones that would be coming up. So just a final question then. Of course, at the moment you are pre-IPO, so people can't really invest in the company as they would normally. But this summer, hopefully when you list on AIM, then the opportunity is there, when you're looking to raise the 3 million to push on with your work. So I wonder, just some final words for you then, on the investment opportunity, what would you say to people as to why they should consider Akesis Biomed as a potential good investment opportunity?
Absolutely. And we're still, we haven't closed the pre-IPO, so there's still opportunity, especially through first investment ventures that investors can still even come on the pre-IPO stage, okay. But then we can discuss that. So in terms of the three key components here for any investor that would like to invest, we're providing a safe, novel, and a product that is going to be a differentiator and a transforming drug in the testosterone market. Our lead candidate, we believe at least the animal studies so far show that they're safe. And the oral administration is a better alternative for existing injectable solutions. So easy of access and facilitates compliance. We have a very experienced team in the life science sector in the biotech that we all have skin in the game. Myself, CEO and the scientific founder and the major founders of the company still hold major a portion of the company, over 70%, and we're there to stay for the long time. We have a successful track record, both with dilutive and non-dilutive funding. In terms of the scientific advisory board, very experienced in this field with members that work on this in this area, and also endocrinologists and urologists. We have a very tight schedule for 6-year development to where we are today, to IPO, to revenue. So that's a very attractive time window, I would say, in any biotech sector. And in terms of the market, the declining testosterone levels are a major global healthcare concern. Again, as I mentioned, affecting 10 to 40% of the male population. Mm-hmm. This is a growing market. And the attractive feature here is when we prove that we have a safe product, this opens the opportunity to use this platform product in all other comorbidities where low testosterone is involved. I mentioned obesity, I mentioned diabetes and prediabetes. There's also the opportunity for cachexia, which is the wasting of the muscles of people that are undergoing treatment for cancer and other. So that's, I would say, is the investment opportunity. In terms of business strategy, our goal is to really complete the phase one clinical trial successfully. And we'll be entertaining, of course, discussions with many pharmas and biotechs to take in partnership the other indications. So that's, in a nutshell here, Mark, what I would say as the investment.
Okay. Well, Kostas Karatas there, the director and co-founder of Akesis Biomed, thank you very much for coming on and giving us a bit of an idea about the company at this pre-IPO stage. And hopefully we can catch up when you list on AIM in the summer. But for now, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark, for the invitation. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews, and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.